We're joined now by Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach Kelsey Goff. The Saints end the season against Montezuma 66-26. Kelsey, that was very impressive by the opposing team. You don't get to see that a lot in a bluegrass conference, and that was an ambush right away.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard to lose, especially when you get this far into the season. But when you do get this far in the season, you're going to see teams that you're not used to playing, or you're, like you said, that are just a step up for maybe what is in your conference or some of our other non-conference games. But yeah, hats off to Montezuma. All five of their starters out there were tough, just like we thought they would be, just from their athleticism to their size. It's too bad, but it was still proud of how the girls just still kept at it and didn't just roll over. I mean, because then it could have been a 60-point loss instead of 40.
Yeah, and that's what I respected about your girls. They did not roll over, and the starters, when you had them in there in the fourth quarter, they kind of, I think, outscored Montezuma at one point, and credit them for not looking up at the scoreboard and thinking, okay, this is a lost cause, let's try to do something here.
Yeah, that's what I definitely like about the five starters, and then even the ones that come off the bench. That's one of the things I said in the locker room, is I know every one of them are a competitor. They give it their all, and, they don't want to lose, and, but it happens. But you could see out there that they still ran their offense. They still played tough defense, just like it might have been a five-point game or something like that. So, that's one thing we did talk about, too, as coaches in the locker room with them, is their defense. That's the defense we play, but we just played a good offensive team, and so defensive wise, yeah, they kept at it, like you said, no matter what that score was.
As we are talking to Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner in KNIA KRLS, what going in? What was the game plan? What were you trying to take away from them? I know Addie told me, and you mentioned that they're very guard heavy, but boy, they pumped it inside right away.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting the inside game as much as they did. We actually prepared my guards for playing tough defense out there on the three-point line. As you would watch tape or, just talking to other coaches, across 1A, would say that, they shoot threes, because you even look at their stats. They shot over 600 threes in the season so far. So we did prepare for that, but with Gabby and Kesley inside, they're not used to playing a girl that size in the Bluegrass Conference either. So it was just, something new for all of us. But I think, they still held their ground, even though, the score doesn't probably show up. But, still good.
Let's talk about the season as a whole. We'll get really in-depth in this here in a couple weeks on the season wrap-up. But 17-5. You've won a Bluegrass Conference championship of one or the other the last 2 years. This has been a pretty good run for Melcher Dallas, and even though you lose one big important player, you got a lot of parts coming back that maybe you might be able to make another similar run.
Yeah, that's the other thing I talked to the girls about in there. I mean, this is the first time probably in my 7 years I've had 16 girls out for girls basketball and throughout the whole season. So it's not like we'll be hurting for number-wise. But, yeah, those sophomores that got time this year, we'll be back. We have Maddie DeYoung, who's a junior. She'll obviously be back. And then we have some of those freshmen that, I know have some potential, and even some eighth graders coming up. But yeah, we'll definitely miss those three seniors. We kind of reminisced about remembering them as freshmen coming in, and they had goals, and that's what you just kind of said, is winning some championships and winning some trophies. It had been a while since we gotten some trophies in that new trophy case now, and so that was, they set out those goals, even when they, I would say, when they were freshmen coming in. Definitely can't hang our hats on a season. Everyone's season, unfortunately, does come to an end, and it's never fun. I've been at it as a player before, and then, 7 years as a coach. But, great team. Can't hang our head for being coming in a 17-5, finishing 17-6.
as you look back on the season, and we'll go in depth on a lot of the highlights, but I'm sure one highlight was winning the Bluegrass Conference regular season title and getting some pretty big wins in and out of conference as well. I guess just kind of maybe do a short reminisce of some of the few highlights that you had this year.
Yeah, definitely was winning the conference outright and just being undefeated. I mean, we knew which games meant something to us. Yes, we did lose to Murray, but we got the game against them that mattered. Kind of same with Lamoni. We got them in the regular season when it mattered. We would love to have got them again there in the conference tournament, but we took that loss, but then we came back and still got a trophy as third place. So, just them knowing, when they needed to just keep fighting, and they just always wanted to do the best that they can, and they definitely did.
What's the general message for the girls coming back next year? I know it's small school, so most of them are going to do track and then softball and volleyball, and they come back to you next winter. But I'm sure you want them to maybe pick up a basketball every once in a while in the off season.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it too. That's another thing I talked to the girls about. I said a lot of those freshmen, want to come out there and just all of a sudden just be, a star or do something. And I had to explain to them, I said, there's only so much I can do beginning November and then throughout the season, and that's my time as a team for us to build that commodity and figure out what we need to do as a team. And I told them, it's the off season. I said, it doesn't have to be tomorrow, it doesn't have to be next week, but it's continuously finding something to do with a basketball and thinking about what you want to improve on as a player, dribbling, shooting, just staying in shape to be a defensive player, just keep reminding those girls, because a lot of them do play other sports, and I highly encourage that, because then it just helps them their athleticism too. So just kind of keeping them involved and keep throwing things at them so they can improve in the off season, because we have some big shoes to fill next year.
Well, we'll rendezvous here in a couple weeks, do a season wrap up, but great season again, and thanks for your time and the girls' time as well. So it was fun covering this team.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Derek. It's been good to see you at a few of our games too, to help cover us and support us. So thank you.
That's Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA.